Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno. May I speak with Stephanie?
This is Stephanie.
All right. Do you happen to be registered to vote in Fresno?
Yes, I am.
All right. So as you may know, on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for President, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot, and it's a long way off. What are the chances of you voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you'll vote at all?
I'm pretty sure I'll vote. I don't know how I'll vote until I, see who all is running.
All right, so would that maybe be probably vote, or maybe the chances are 50-50?
No, they're pretty much guaranteed. So I don't know.
Oh,
you can put probably, I guess.
All right.
I won't be voting.
All right. Well, the full options, they're almost certain to vote, which is like you're like almost really certain you will vote.
Yes.
That one? All right.
Yeah, that's fine.
So in the presidential primary elections, some people vote for president in state offices, but they skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of your voting for local offices, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote?
Yes.
All right. So would that be just immediately almost certain to vote?
Yes.
All right. If you don't mind me asking, what year were you born in?
1968.
All right. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
All right. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American or Black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander? Black?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel like things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I think they can easily go off track with this next election.
Oh, all right. So you would say that maybe things have gotten off on the wrong track then?
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. And if you could please tell me which one of these concerns is most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. So the list was as housing affordability, jobs and wages, homelessness, parental rights and education, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, water policy, inflation and cost of living, or public safety and crime?
I'll say homelessness.
All right. Okay, so now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one of them as either very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. And I can tell you the options if you need to. All right.
And this is just a general, or is this for sponsored by a specific candidate?
Oh, no, this is just in general. We're not sponsored by any of the candidates running.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So the first person is Gavin Newsom.
I'm favorable.
Would that be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
All right. What about Joe Biden?
Somewhat favorable.
All right. Donald Trump?
Not favorable at all.
All right. So would that be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
All right. What about Paul Dickhaus?
Very favorable.
All right. Steve Brendel?
Somewhat favorable.
And Gary Bredefeld?
As unfavorable as I could be.
Oh, all right. So would that be very unfavorable then?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Now, thinking about the March primary election, it's the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Dion Bordes, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dickhaus, who's a CPA/assessor/recorder, Gary Bredefeld, who's a businessman/councilmember, Steve Brendel, who is a county supervisor/businessman. Who would you choose for?
I think I would stick with Steve Brendel.
Steve Brendel. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Just a question, because I don't remember really good. Did I read it? Gary Bredefeld as well?
Yes, you did.
All right. It's because sometimes I forget about stuff like this.
If he was running for dog catcher, I would not vote for him.
Oh, all right. The next question is, how certain are you that you would vote for Steve Brendel, county supervisor / businessman? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
All right. Now, how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as Fresno City Council member? Would you say it's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Overall, I think he scares me. I'll say poor.
All right. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brendel as county supervisor? Would you say it's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say it's good.
All right. Now, thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. And for each, if you could please tell me if you'll be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. So the first one is a candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos. Would you say this makes you much more likely to vote for them, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
All right.
I know we need housing.
All right. What about a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library?
That's led to remove pornographic, or what they deem is pornographic?
I cannot tell you that because we're in the survey, we're not told any of that. It's just in general,
okay.
Remove pornographic materials.
I'll say somewhat likely.
All right. Would that be somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
All right. A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
Is there like a neutral? I don't see what that has to do with it.
Oh. Well, that's all right. All right. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
I'm neutral on that because it depends on the business.
All right. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
I would say that's hard. Is there a neutral on that one as well?
Well, no. It's just
more likely or less likely?
Yeah, it's really much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
Okay, I'll go somewhat more likely.
All right. A candidate who is 80 years old.
I don't see what that has to do with it. So, I guess somewhat, is there somewhat likely?
Yeah, there is much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, and much less likely.
Somewhat likely.
All right. Would that be somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely?
Less likely.
All right. A candidate who is a Democrat.
Man, I really don't like your poll. I guess I'll say somewhat more likely, but not necessarily. But for the answers that you get, for the choices that I'm getting, that's what I'll say.
All right. Well, I just want to thank you so much for being here in the first place and answering these questions. I really, truly appreciate it.
No problem. Take care.
All right. The next question is, a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Less likely.
Would that be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
All right. Okay, so next I'm going to read you some statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. And after each one, if you could please tell me if there's a good chance, a fair chance, a fair chance, or no chance they would vote for that candidate. And I can read those options again if you need to. All right, so the first person is Gary Bredefeld, currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. So if you're hearing this information, would you say that there's a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance that you would vote for Gary Bredefeld for county supervisor?
No chance.
All right. Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor-Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. So after hearing this information, would you say that there's a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance that you would vote for Paul Dictos for county supervisor?
A fair chance.
All right. And Steve Brandau currently serves as the county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brandau has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brandau is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. So after hearing this information, would you say that there's a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you would vote for Steve Brandau for county supervisor?
A small chance.
All right. So after hearing all this information, like in general about the past three candidates and what you may know, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Dion Bordage, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictos, who's a CPA/assessor-recorder, Gary Bredefeld, who's a businessman/council member, Steve Brandau, who's a county supervisor/businessman, who would you vote for?
Paul Dictos.
All right. And finally, I would just want to ask you some questions, and they're just strictly for statistical purposes. So do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
I consider myself a Democrat.
All right. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat? And you can put a meaning to these, like what you think may be strong or what you think may be not strong.
Like, I feel like I'm a moderate Democrat, or like a more conservative, I would say, Democrat.
Oh, all right. Well, from kind of these two, we're giving those options, just strong or not strong. But then in the next question, it does ask
so,
if you're...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then I would say... I'm not a strong Democrat, but I tend to lean that way. So I'll say not strong.
All right. And now, like, this is the next question. So thinking in political terms, would you say you're a liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I think I'm moderate.
All right. And now, what was the last year's schooling that you completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
All right. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I own my home.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time and participation. I truly do appreciate it.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.